and welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. So on this episode, I am going to answer a question. And the question is, should you be friends with your ex? So Kaying is behind the camera and she also has a microphone on her. So the random voice that you hear that is not mine, it's not the voices in your head. Okay, relax. It is Kaying. So this, we're also trying out like a new format on the Pretty Girls Club where there's a prompt or like this big question or potentially controversial question or topic that exists out there, and how do I feel about it and how I would approach it and what I would do. So as I always say, if you listen to Pretty Girls Club, you are here for not an objective opinion, but you're here for my opinion. Okay, so it is my club, right? So let's answer this question. Should you be friends with your ex? I feel like this episode can end in just 30 seconds if I tell you how I really feel. So how I really feel is, you know, you eat something already, right? Then you go to the dustbin and you throw away the wrapper. You gotta walk back and take out the wrapper and eat a wrapper. Never, right?
What kind of analogy is that?
So why you go back to your ex? Why would you want that in your life anymore? You throw in the rubbish bin already, why you take up? That's it. Episode's done, guys. That's a wrap. Okay, but I think for me, like that, okay, like that's a very like basic problematic way to phrase how I actually feel. But that is essentially how I feel. Like, why would you want that in your life, especially if that's something, that's a part of you that maybe was obviously a very significant part of your life. Why would you still want that in your life if this is something that you chose to cut off and a relationship that you chose to end? But it's very tricky because it depends on how that relationship ended. Because I'm sure that maybe we don't hear a lot of this, but I'm sure there are a lot of amicable, like a lot of relationships come to an amicable end. And it's very mature, it's very mutual, you know, it's like a, like we kind of outgrew each other. Sometimes you get into relationships when you're really young, and I feel like I can foresee that happening for couples that do that. Like, you know, you get into a relationship when you're super young, like secondary school vibes. And then, you know, eventually like you've been with this person for maybe even 10 years, but you're like, we are no longer, we're in very different places in our lives. You know, I don't foresee us being able to share a future together anymore. We kind of outgrew each other and we are better off as friends. So I do foresee like if a relationship ends that way, I can see how couples might want to remain friends or still have each other in their lives because they obviously played a very significant part of each other's like formative years and development and just life and becoming an adult. And that's quite a big deal. But it's also very, very tricky because I'm sure your new partner will feel some type of way. So there's a lot of layers to it. But ultimately, how it ends is a huge part to play here.
Like what you mentioned about like what would their exes think, right?
Yeah.
There's this very big thing on TikTok that I've been seeing where like girls or guys like, will get their significant others to like unfollow all of their exes.
Yeah.
So then there comes that iffy stage of like, I unfollow all my exes, but actually I'm still friends with them and like, yeah. I don't hate them. And one thing that I was thinking about when you were talking was like, if you notice, I mean, maybe this is only with my friend group because it's me. Your friends hate your ex a lot more than you do.
I think it's because...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because your friends probably love you more than your ex ever did.
But if you're still friends with your ex, yeah, then what about all those friends who like had defended you, you know, in a case where it didn't end amicably? Like?
And it's also one of those friendships, like if you choose to be friends with your ex, but nobody else in your life approves of it, then it's also, you're not part of a friend group. You just want to remain friends with your ex. So how does that work?
Are y'all like hanging out one-on-one?
Yeah, you're hanging out one-on-one. All your friends are not going to approve. And it's likely that if all your friends don't approve, if you get into a new relationship, it's likely that your new partner will be friends with all your current friends and they will also be more inclined to not like your ex because all your friends hate that person. So it's very... I think the only way it will obviously work is the first scenario I mentioned, which is a... You know, you grew up together, maybe you got into a relationship when you were really young, didn't know better, and it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, we had many good years together, many crazy fights, because when you're young, I'm sure the fights also get very, like...
Unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary, intense, and you really don't know better, you don't know how to manage your emotions well yet. And then, yeah, you go into adulthood with this person, and you're like, this is not what I want, this is not how I can envision my life, this was a part of me that I outgrew in general, and that... Because this person is a huge part of your life, you outgrow them, lah. So I think that to me makes sense, you know, because you maybe were in each other's lives, like your whole secondary school life, like tertiary education life, maybe in the same social circles. Then how do you just completely act like this person doesn't exist? Unless it's a relationship that ended terribly lah, then I think that obviously it's very easy to just, you know what, I'm gonna cut this person off, like clean break, nothing, there's nothing left here, I'm unfollowing you everywhere, because not gonna act like you never existed, but I no longer want to be subjected to your existence anymore. You know, like I will not be, I'm not at a point where I will feel happy if I see you live your life, even if it's nothing to do with me. I'm at a point where I'm still very angry and hurt by your actions, that anything you say or do will trigger me. So you have to resort to cutting them off completely lah.
Okay, so like, you know, you mentioned about the amicable breakups, yeah. And like, do you have any examples of like friends who ended up being friends? Because when I really sit and think about it, all the exes are not friends anymore. I mean, maybe also like, in a sense, like the circle, that like they grow out of the friend group also.
Yeah.
Because like, sadly, someone will take someone's side and then like they're just not close anymore. But like, I've never really seen like a couple that like together then they break up.
Yeah.
Then they're still in the same circle.
That's true. Yeah. I have, okay, so I was a part of a really big friend group in poly, and within that friend group, of course, there were a lot of relationships. And when you're in poly, you're like in your late teens, you know, it's still a very young time to like get into a relationship and be like, be so sure that this is the person that is your end game, right? So I think quite a few of my friends did that. So there were quite a lot of couples within the friend group, and it made things very messy when the relationship did come to an end. So for one of them, it ended really messily. So there was cheating involved. It was really messy. It was really like problematic shit all around. And then all the friends felt a need to take a side. And then one of the partners like, it's like got kind of like ousted from this friend group because they were the one that cheated and made the mistake. So nobody felt inclined to like have their back. And then many years go by and then you're full grown adults now. And then you're like, yeah, you know what? I was not even a part of this relationship. I can be upset over something that happened with my friend, but I also can be mature enough to be like, you know what? People change. People can change. If you cheated in a relationship years ago, of course, This is all based off your own morals and your own values. If you believe that people can change, then by all means, you know, I think it's very fair to be like, oh, maybe 4 or 5 years have passed since this person made such a big mistake. And where are they at in their lives today? You know, is this somebody that has shown growth and clearly will never do something like this ever again, is clearly treating maybe their new partner right and exactly how they deserve to be treated. And, you know, like, I do believe that people are able to grow like that and change like that, and I've experienced that firsthand with my friends. So yeah, the couple that I mentioned, cheating was involved, very messy, whatever. Now many years have passed, and they are both in my life. They are both in my life at very different capacities. They are people that I acknowledge and I see, and one of them I choose to see and I will actually hang out with and make plans with as and when, like to catch up. And our friendships in general are at a very different place. Like we all agree the friendship to some extent. So like we have each other in our lives. The other one, the cheater, the person that did all that, it's just somebody I say hi to at things. If we have a conversation, we have a conversation. But it's not, there's no like weird bad vibes. There is no like, ugh, I don't want to see them. I want to avoid them at all costs. It is not like that, you know? So yeah, I've experienced that. And the friend group obviously always feels some level of obliged to take a side, especially when it ends messily. But there was another couple in my friend group. It ended quite amicably. And when the relationship ended, it was one of those things where like they actually sent a text to the friend group to be like, okay, we are gonna break up. We're gonna like go our separate ways, you know, we love you guys, we thank you guys for like always being supportive of our relationship. You know, it was actually approached with a lot of maturity. But this was like a couple of years ago. And now where that their like friendship, the state of their friendship is that they're basically not friends. They basically they don't acknowledge each other, I don't think they speak to each other at all. I think they only acknowledge each other if they have to and if they are all in the same room together. So as much as it seems like it was amicable and everything is fine, you know, we outgrew the relationship, blah, 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 it never actually was lah. It got to a point where I think after the relationship ended, the actions of one another also reminded each other why they broke up, and they just got the ick even harder from each other lah. And they were like, oh, like, yeah, why was I ever with this person? You know, I think like that's the vibe I get from these two people now. But I don't hang out with one of them anymore. And another one I still speak to, and like they don't ever talk about their ex. Like that is not a friend in their lives anymore. So it's like, the you're right. I don't really know friends, right? Who have a nice, pleasant, amicable breakup. But I'm sure they exist. Can't think of, the only two friends that I can think of who had a very amicable breakup and are still on good terms today. And like, we were even at the baby shower of one of their kids. Like, it was just very, like, it was so, like, nobody in the room acts like their exes. We are all good friends. Everybody's very fine and genuinely is so happy and loves each other and where they are at in their lives now, like, respectively. But funnily enough, it is a same-sex couple. Maybe it is because there is no involvement of a man. That's why that's why it is still pleasant. Maybe, I don't know, la, maybe. But yeah, you're right. I can't name you a bunch of friends who broke up amicably and are very good friends today.
Yeah, but like what you mentioned, I think a big part of this, like, should I be friends with my ex? This big question is really the circumstances of how it ended.
Yeah.
I think if it wasn't overly chaotic, overly messy, overly dramatic,
yeah,
people can still say hi and bye.
Of course.
They don't have to be friends, la.
Yeah.
I think one big thing also that people need to think about, are you okay with, like, possibly seeing them date other people?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Because being friends with someone means being subjected to their partners.
Yeah, and their all
lives
the time.
And the lives that will go on without you, whether or not you're in it. It's so crazy to me, right? What's actually crazy is the fact that the things that I've heard other men say about other people's exes is just so problematic. But like, the partner themselves sometimes is just, oh, you know, you're hurt by something that might have happened in your past. You're not here to talk shit or bring it up. You just want to move on. But then their friend group, or like a very male friend group, they will use the word crazy lah. They will say psychotic lah. They will
use the B word.
Use the B word nonstop.
So this topic, should I be friends with my ex, is obviously not like a new topic. So like, I did Google it and like, I saw this Reddit thread that's quite interesting. So a few people here and there have said that like, they're close friends with their ex, blah, blah, blah. But one person has said they're very close friends with their ex and get along great with their new partner. But that is because they had like a break, like no contact for like a year. So like what a lot of people say is like, they need the space.
Yeah,
in order to be friends.
It makes sense, because when you're in a relationship with someone, naturally, like, your lives become completely intertwined. And it's like a, it's not like a, this person is your, doesn't have to be like your every single thing and every part of your life involves it, but that is just how it is. You know, you want to start a life, a home with this person, naturally, your everyday actions, the things you do, are with those motivations in your mind. What? So it makes sense for every aspect of your life to now resemble this person or be fully intertwined, because you were literally, because you're literally on your way to planning a lifetime with this person, right? So that's fair. And I think the space thing makes a lot of sense, because now you need to remember how to live alone, and not physically, but like, not physically like in an apartment or what, but I just mean like, you need to remember to be with yourself, and you need to remember how you used to do things and live your everyday. And just going back to, I mean, even if it's not independent, it's just like the time that you spend hanging out with your friends, you know, like doing all the things that you used to do literally right before you got into this relationship. And that's so like, it's essentially just reminding yourself how to be yourself again. And it takes time, like, because it's not easy. It
takes a lot of time,
And especially if it's a relationship that ended very messily, you know, that's, you're already going to take some time to heal. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to this big topic about friendship, talking to your ex, doing things like that, you need to have honest, open communication with the person that you're actually in the relationship with. Whether you're even considering, like, you know, if your ex ever reaches out doing things like that, you need to just be very transparent and honest and open about it. Because that is how things get shady or like misconstrued, or like, wait, what are your actual intentions here? Why do you hide this from me? Even if you are just, maybe I don't tell her yet in case she gets upset. You know, just say. Saying from the get-go is the best way to deal with these things.
Yeah, and that line, the I didn't tell her because I was scared she'll get angry.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest statement that you could ever say.
Correct.
Because now she find out she's even more angry.
She's not even angry. She's
fuming, furious. She's furious. She will throw you out the window. Like, even if it's an uncomfortable conversation, like something my friend told me was that, like, a relationship is built upon uncomfortable conversations. If you cannot have a single uncomfortable conversation with your significant other, then what's the point of being together?
I'm damn good at making Shark uncomfortable. Wait, what? but yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, this is supposed to be your person. You're supposed to be able to just, like if someone ever messages me and says some, like, shit, like, someone from my past or whatever, best believe, like, if it's appropriate at that
screenshot.
Time to screenshot and send, I would. But also, it's tricky because it depends on how your relationship is with your partner. Shark is somebody I will always choose to speak to in person over text, because Shark is just a better communicator in person. That's just the relationship
which
we have.
Which is online, yeah.
So it's like, would I actually send him a screenshot of this just happened to me? What do I do? No. If I did, it would be a phone call. It would be a, hey, I'm going to send you something now. I need to talk to you about it. Are you free now? You know, so it's just it goes back to how you communicate and these things. And I think, yeah, it always goes back to the circumstance. So it's not so easy to just say, I will never be friends with my ex, or I will never be okay if my partner's friends with their ex. It always depends on circumstance. Like, what if I happen to be friends with a person, someone who dated my partner, you know? Like, and I never knew them before, but now me and this person are friends. And then what, am I going to ban my partner from seeing them? So it's so many different, like, combinations and possibilities here. And it's, these situations are so fragile and unique. So I think actually approaching this with open, honest communication with your partner, because that's the person that's, your ex is old news, okay? The person that's more important here is a new partner, if there's a new partner in the picture. Most important person in this picture is yourself. Like, are you ready to bring this person back into your life at this capacity? Are you okay to see this person and be okay that they are not in love with you anymore and you are not in love with them anymore? Are you actually okay? And sometimes you don't know until you try it out. So if you have that leeway, that space, you guys are comfortable enough to even be in this situation to, like, you know what, let's try to be friends, then by all means, if this is someone you want to have in your life because they were clearly amazing, right? Like you want them in your life at a different capacity now, by all means, lah. But just be aware of the sensitivities around a potential new partner, even for them and yourself. And check in with yourself. Like, are you actually comfortable with this, or are you falling back in love with this person? Because that is a very, very tricky area, like danger zone.
I think also a different way to look at it where it is feasible is if, let's say, they are divorced partners and they have children.
Yeah, of course.
And they are still on amicable terms. I mean, I have friends who have divorced parents and they, like, Chinese New Year, they all can have dinner together. Yeah. You know, actually, they still will visit each other's parents.
The only amicable breakups I've ever seen when it's like our parents' generation.
Yes, and also because they have children.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yes, there is still maybe an element of, like, hurt. Yeah. Like, when you look at each other, but you made a child, you know? And this, like, you both love the child, but, like, the relationship is still amicable. So you technically can still be friends with your ex. Yeah. And I also have, like, this very funny story from my friend. So this friend has this ex from secondary school time, and, like, they dated for quite a while. And then her mom loves this guy for some reason. So even after she has been with various different boyfriends, like, even Christmas, right, the mom will bring this ex-boyfriend out with her. So she will have to eat dinner with her ex-boyfriend her mom.
But yeah, I think it makes sense when we're talking about exes that are from the older generation and they have fully built a family together, lives together for decades. And yeah, I do have friends like that, you know, where they take time to spend time at, like, the mom's house and at dad's house. And then when, for big family functions, mom and dad will exist in the same room, acknowledge each other, and not necessarily friends, but very amicable. Like, do what they need to do for the family, for all the kids. Even though the kids are all grown and, like, you know, like early 30s, late 20s type thing, but they still do this for like, the family, lah. But, and now that I think about it, I really can't think of any more other amicable, like, breakups or people who choose to still show up and be polite and be civil, other than things like that, other than, like, co-parenting and, like, showing up for, like, your kids. But I can't name you, like, people in, like, our age range and, like, a whole bunch of friends that are, like, so cordial with their exes. Yeah, it's a lot, lah. And I also think, like, you attach so much, like, your friend groups, like, the places you hang out, you attach so much to all these relationships that once like, you are done, you need to, like, avoid these spaces and the people and all that. So it's very difficult.
From my perspective and from my understanding, it's always the case of, like, should I be friends with my ex? There's no should, lah. Can I be friends? Yeah. Can. Do
and
I want?
You? Yeah,
no.
It's up to you, yeah.
Like, there's a reason why they are not in your life anymore.
Correct. Even after you throw in the rubbish bin already, for what? You go back and take out.
It's like, by friends, we mean, like, just friends, like, platonic friends, not FWB, not still flirty, not anything. It's completely platonic, like.
But it's also so messy only because, especially if you have been together long enough that your friend groups all exist together, you hang out with a whole bunch of friends, then even if you set very respectful boundaries and you're like, hey, no, we're done, there's no, like, sleeping together, there's nothing from this, like, it's not even going to be a physical relationship, we are done, it's a clean break.
Yeah.
You still might have shit stirrer friends. You might have friends that are very, like, are you sure or not? Or, like, y'all play games, drinking games, you go out, and then friends don't respect those boundaries because they're not boundaries they created. Mm. It's not boundaries for them. Mm. It's boundaries for you and your ex.
Mm.
So it's, at the end of the day, it's so many factors to consider.
Yeah.
So there is no very obvious yes or no to this question, but I think, like, the best way to conclude and, like, wrap this up Should you be friends with your ex? I don't know. Maybe ask your ex. But I don't know. But no, don't. Please don't ask your ex. But I would say you have to consider so many different factors, the layers of these things, the circumstance, and you need to prioritize how you feel, and you need to think about how future you will feel also. Like, will you actually be comfortable with this and comfortable with seeing them potentially live their best life right in front of you? So it's a lot to consider, lah. So consider all the factors that are out there. But if this person has caused you too much pain, hurt, look out for yourself and just have a clean breakup. You know, there'll always be someone else out there for you that will not make you feel that way. Yes. And you just need to have faith in that. And however long and however painful the journey is, it will be even more worth it. Come on, man. I joke about being single my whole life and look where I am now. Sitting on this damn couch with the love of my life on his way to my house. And I'm happy. And it was worth it. And I had to date so many people straight from the rubbish bin just to get here. And it was painful. And do I want to be friends with any one of them? No, because I never want to be reminded of a shitty time in my life and how shitty I allowed men to treat me. And I say I allow, but actually nobody allow. Nobody allow. They just stupid. They allow themselves to be trash. Okay, and hopefully they learn. Hopefully they learn. But who cares? Not my problem. Because they're my past. And that's a past pretty problem. And she really had to deal with this shit. So present pretty and future pretty is like, I'm fine. I'm okay. I don't need to see any of these people anymore. I never want to bump into them. But I will. Especially considering like what I do for a living and the places I go and the amount of random mutual friends and things like this. But yeah, you deal with it and you cross the bridge when you get there. But it is not someone you are choosing to actively keep in your life. So it's just a very easy like, oh, if I bump into you and I feel like I want to say hi, I say hi. If I don't want to acknowledge you, I don't have to. I don't owe you shit. So you don't owe your exes shit, okay? So consider all the circumstances and... Cring, cring! Oh no, the phone ringing late. I forgot to pick up the phone all along. But that was your unsolicited advice of the week. So yes, consider it all and look out for you and future you. Because that's all that matters. Keep the shit in the past. In the past! In the throwaway! I go back to the first thing I said. You gotta take the wrapper out of the dustbin after you throw away. And you eat the wrapper? No, right? That's it. Pretty please, out. Thank you for watching. I'll see you at the next episode.